The Guardian.
Say if Obama has won and he's moved into the White House, what does he have to do to make you proud of being an American?
Well, I don't go around looking all day long for reasons to be proud of the United States. Thus far, there haven't been any for 8 or 10 years. And reasons for shame are quite great. But, you know, shame is not an American emotion. We're told we're filled with laughing gas. Every day is the greatest nation in the world. Everybody envies us. All of our... We have 35 different detergents that you can go out and buy that will do the job of Rinso White. Well, you know, an addled electorate like that isn't going to do much of anything intelligent.
And that brings me to the next question, which is how much can one man do, or one person do, a man or a woman, depending on who gets it? Are we unrealistic to think that a president could change anything?
Well, he certainly can't do anything about the economy. They all go on as if you get McCain for president, you know, he would be fatal as the most ignorant man since George W. Bush to run. And he confessed he didn't know anything about the economy. You've got to know something about it in order to make the country work. On the other hand, the president cannot affect it. It's done by big business, it's done by corporations, it's done by declaring wars. That's one thing. That brings a lot of revenue to the military.
So which of the three candidates would have best control, not, as you say, no control, but would have best knowledge of the economy?
Hillary. That's why I was for her from the beginning. She's a good student. And she's been sitting there boning up on the economy, and she's very good at it. Mm. And she's a good explainer, like her husband. That was part of his charm as president. He could explain anything to the dullest citizen, and did. So I think she would have been by far the best. She could still be given a cabinet post in which she could affect it.
Would she be a good vice president, do you think?
Oh, nobody's a good vice president, for heaven's sake.
Why is that?
They have no task other than waiting for the president to die, which I don't think is good for character.
So is there a cabinet post that would be better for her?
Yes. Treasury, maybe.
Which is a more important job?
Oh, of course it is.
What sort of a president do you think Senator John McCain would make?
Mr. Magoo. Well, you know, my boy, if you step too close to the abyss over there, you might fall. Oh, my goodness me. He fell. You know, I warn that boy time and again, don't put your foot over there. He's gone now. That's Mr. Magoo. He's blind. He doesn't know where he is at any given moment, and that is Senator McCain.
A bit like your impression of the present incumbent, then.
No, there's no impression of him. It's silly, you know. It's hard to even think of him pretending to be president.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.